WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Attorney General goes before a Senate committee.
The National Guard is on the way right now as we speak.
Pam Bondi says the National Guard's on the way to Chicago, where Democrats have filed a lawsuit to try to stop the deployment. She says federal efforts in other cities have succeeded.
The results speak for themselves. We have made more than 3,800 arrests here in Washington while seizing more than 365 illegal guns. In Memphis, we have already made more than 300 arrests and close to 80 illegal guns in just a week.
The government shutdown has caused scores of flight delays as controllers and TSA agents work without pay. And CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns tells us.
Usually federal workers who are furloughed get back pay. But now this morning, there is a memo circulating around the White House that suggests that they are looking for some kind of loophole to see whether federal workers do need to be, in fact, paid back.
Overseas, today marks 2 years since the Hamas terror attack in Israel that killed around 1,200 people, triggering the war in Gaza. CBS's Haley Ott.
Even on this very somber day here in Israel, the war in Gaza grinds on. Over 67,000 people have been killed there over the last 2 years, according to the Hamas-run Ministry of Health. And we know that Israeli strikes in Gaza have continued in advance of and during the talks that are taking place in Egypt. I was in southern Israel on Sunday and heard a number of very loud explosions coming from Gaza. And our teams, both in southern Israel today and inside Gaza today, also report hearing loud strikes.
In arguments going on this morning, the U.S. Supreme Court's considering a Colorado law that bans conversion therapy for minors. Medical groups say it can be harmful, but critics say the law limits what a therapist can discuss with kids about gender and sexuality. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Colorado says that such therapy is ineffective and leads to depression. But a talk therapist claims that her First Amendment free speech rights are being violated because the government is preventing her from speaking.
Federal health officials have issued a warning about certain meal kits. As we hear from CBS's Michael Wallace, the concern is possible listeria.
The affected meals include HelloFresh cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta and unstuffed peppers with ground turkey. There have been no reports of illnesses. Last month, Fresh Realm detected the same strain of listeria in the pasta in some of its linguine dishes. That outbreak killed at least 4 people and sickened 20.
Tropical storm Jerry has formed in the Atlantic Ocean. It's heading toward the Caribbean. Forecasters say it should become a hurricane. Wall Street, the Dow is down 58 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Brewers are one game away from a clinch. A special Amtrak train called the Brewers Express will be taking fans from Milwaukee to Chicago tomorrow for Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley Field. If the Brewers win, they move on in the playoffs. The train with a stop in Sturtevant offers brats and giveaways to passengers and does return in the evening. A watch party is planned in Milwaukee for fans staying closer to home. First pitch tomorrow is at 4:08. Drugs or alcohol likely caused a deadly head-on crash in Summer Sunday night, where a GMC pickup crossed the center line and hit a Honda SUV. The SUV driver died at the scene, and the pickup truck driver was seriously injured. Highway E was closed for hours during the investigation. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is looking into what happened. Gas prices in Racine County are at $2.71 a gallon today, which is cheaper than Kenosha County and most places in Wisconsin. The state average is at $2.77, and it recently went down overall due to OPEC production increases. Wisconsin saw a record high of 98 domestic violence deaths last year, mostly women and mostly involving guns. That's according to a group called End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Advocates warn violence is rising as federal funding declines, forcing cuts in staff and services statewide. A 27-year-old Milwaukee man was caught with fentanyl, cocaine, and a syringe in Racine County Court while nodding off during a hearing. 27-year-old Calvin Burnside faces felony bail jumping and drug possession charges. He had been previously released on bond with strict conditions. And it may not feel like it, but tis the season. Applications are now open for the 2025 Racine Holiday Parade. That's going down November 8th. There's more information about how to sign up on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best of five playoff series. The Cubs have now lost two in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first two games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game three tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for game three starting pitcher?
Game three will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off, obviously. It's been a while since I've been able to, you know, go out there and play football, but from just, you know, confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing to take place for your Tuesday afternoon. North winds 5 to 15 and highs in the mid-60s. For the overnight, mostly clear skies. Winds will be lighter. Look for low temperatures to drop into the mid and upper 40s. Right now, it's 58.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. That girl who was just 17, I figured it out. I did the math. She is 79 now.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night. Stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing.
and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Racine County I and WRJN teaming up once again for another Aging Well Expo, this one in Burlington. At the Celebration Center, it's Thursday, October 16th from 9 until 1, and it's an opportunity for seniors to learn about services available to them to help them live a healthy life, an active life, have some fun. If you want the details about this, go online at racinecountyi.com.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show, a great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H responds to customers' requests, and the Bjorn is back. A bear claw as no other. O&H's Bjorn is filled with creamy cheese and strip of rich chocolate. Its golden pastry is dipped in silky chocolate and then finished with a honey glaze. O&H introduced the Bjorn last April. And if you missed it then, here's another opportunity you don't want to slip by. Do stop in today. The Bjorn is back at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those underserved families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five-cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five-cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Soldana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
24-monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end in balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Jackson 5, when they started their career, came out of nowhere and had four straight number one songs. This was the first of those four number ones. I Want You Back, 1970, WRJN.
even this I can stand. Cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't too proud to face, sweet darling. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to please, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 27-year-old Milwaukee man is back in Racine County custody after police say he brought drugs to court and was nodding off during a hearing. Calvin Burnside was in court for a hearing on an earlier case when deputies say they noticed he seemed impaired and nodding off. A criminal complaint says a search revealed small baggies of fentanyl and cocaine along with a syringe hidden in his clothes. Burnside is charged with two counts of felony bail jumping on top of drug possession charges. He was released on the previous charges on a $1,000 bond back in April with the condition not to commit any new crimes. One person died and another suffered severe injuries after a head-on crash in Summer Sunday night. Police say a pickup truck crossed the center line on Highway E and hit an SUV head-on at about 6:30. The driver of the SUV was pronounced dead at the scene. The pickup driver was hospitalized with serious injuries. Authorities believe alcohol or drugs may have played a role in the crash. The Kenosha County Major Crash Assistance Team is investigating. More people died from domestic violence in Wisconsin last year than ever before. A new report from a group called End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin counts 98 deaths in 2024, a record high since the group started tracking them in 2000. Guns were involved in most of the cases, and almost all victims were women. Advocates say the violence is rising just as key funding is disappearing. The group is calling for more stable funding and action to protect families statewide. Believe it or not, the holiday parade is about a month away. Applications are now open for the 2025 Racine Holiday Parade happening Saturday, November 8th. It's one of downtown Racine's most loved traditions where thousands gather to celebrate the start of the holiday season. Any group or organization can apply to join the fun. The parade kicks off with carolers and ends with Santa, a tree lighting ceremony, and fireworks. There's more about how to get involved on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing to take place for your Tuesday afternoon. North winds 5 to 15 and highs in the mid-60s. For the overnight, mostly clear skies. Winds will be lighter. Look for low temperatures to drop into the mid and upper 40s. It's 60 at our studios.
We'll be right back.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN. She was a childhood performer, had her first hit on the pop charts after 30.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go down. Your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close downtown. Just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now.
wonder, I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or cold, everything looks worse in black and white.
Still, plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. 1973 will be featured on Kurt Volman's class reunion at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Kurt's got the day off, but the show will be ably personed by Cindy Huber. See you then, 5 o'clock, WRJN.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
WZTI Greenfield.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN for Zinc and Osha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The federal government shutdown slowing down air travel, delaying thousands of flights, with air controllers among those working without pay. Low staffing levels not seen since the summer of 2022, when the post-COVID travel boom sent delays and cancellations soaring.
That's according to a CBS News data analysis of FAA airspace advisories. An increasing number of air traffic controllers are calling in sick because of the federal government shutdown. These women were affected by a ground stop at the Hollywood Burbank Airport in California because of a shortage of air traffic controllers.
It doesn't make me happy.
That's the way they have to protest.
A shortage of air traffic controllers also led to ground stops at airports in Denver and Newark, New Jersey. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Traditionally, furloughed workers get back pay when shutdowns end, but maybe not this time.
There are legal analysts who think that that is not something that government should do. That, if that is true, that should turn up the urgency and the necessity of the Democrats doing the right thing here.
House Speaker Mike Johnson commenting on word that a government memo indicates officials are looking into ways around back pay. Also in Washington, a top federal official defends National Guard deployments in some cities.
U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi insists that National Guard troops are needed in Chicago and attacked Democratic Illinois Senator Dick Durbin for a